This show is part of One Place, a daily network of focused briefings across the stories people follow most.
Welcome to today's roundup, where we bring you the latest in entertainment and celebrity culture. We have a packed show today, covering everything from royal scandals to major Hollywood sequels and emotional milestones.
A royal author stands by claims of a secret romance.
The Devil Wears Prada 2 reveals its star-studded cast.
Vernon K. breaks silence on his shock marriage split.
Rihanna celebrates Mother's Day with a bold date night.
Bonnie Tyler remains in a coma after cardiac arrest.
Jennifer Lopez stuns at the roast of Kevin Hart.
Martin Short speaks on staggering personal family losses.
The Short family endures a nightmare after tragic death.
First, a royal bombshell.
Royal author Andrew Launay is making waves by doubling down on his claims regarding an intimate relationship between Sarah Ferguson and the disgraced music mogul Sean Diddy Combs. In a revised edition of his book entitled The Rise and Fall of the House of York, Launay describes their connection as a friends with benefits arrangement that allegedly began around 2004. According to the biographer, the pair first met at a party hosted by Ghislaine Maxwell in 2002. Launay insists his information is fully sourced from former employees of both Ferguson and Combs. He claims they met frequently at high-end hotels across Europe and Africa, including one stay at a 7-star hotel that cost over $68,000 a night. These allegations paint a picture of a very expensive and secretive friendship.
The details get even more controversial, as the book suggests Diddy was quite vocal about the relationship to his colleagues. Allegedly, he expressed interest in Ferguson's daughters, Princess Beatrice and Princess Eugenie, once they came of age. This is particularly alarming because Ferguson reportedly introduced her daughters to Diddy during one of his infamous yacht parties back in 2006, a move that royal staffers at the time found deeply concerning. While Ferguson has been busy defending her ex-husband Prince Andrew against various allegations, these new claims about her own past associations add another layer of scrutiny to the House of York. With Diddy currently serving a 50-month federal sentence for crimes related to prostitution, the timing of these resurfaced and expanded claims by Launay is creating a significant stir in both royal and entertainment circles.
Next, a fashion sequel.
Fans of the 2006 classic The Devil Wears Prada have reason to celebrate as details emerge about the upcoming sequel. Meryl Streep is officially returning as the legendary Miranda Priestly, the formidable editor-in-chief of Runway Magazine. This time around, the story follows Miranda as she navigates a media landscape that has been completely upended by the rise of digital influencers. Joining her is Anne Hathaway, reprising her role as Andy Sachs. However, Andy is no longer the frazzled junior assistant. She is now the features editor at Runway. Hathaway recently shared that her character has gained significant confidence over the last 20 years, moving away from the desperate need to please her boss and instead focusing on being her authentic self. It is a transformation that many fans are eager to see on the big screen.
The cast list continues to impress with Emily Blunt returning as Emily Charlton, who has now climbed the ladder to become a senior executive at Dior. Blunt described returning to the role as slipping into a deranged pair of old slippers, promising that the character's signature intensity remains intact. Stanley Tucci is also back as Nigel, Miranda's loyal right-hand man. Beyond the original stars, the sequel is introducing a wave of new talent, including BJ Novak, Lady Gaga, and Justin Theroux. Interestingly, some characters didn't make the cut. Conrad Riccamora revealed his role as Andy's roommate was removed because it didn't fit the grand scheme of the film. With such a powerhouse lineup and a modern twist on the fashion industry, the sequel is shaping up to be just as influential as the original film that defined a generation.
Now, a marriage ends.
Vernon Kay has officially broken his silence following the shocking announcement of his split from Tess Daly after 23 years of marriage. Speaking on his Radio 2 show this Monday, Vernon took a moment to thank listeners for the overwhelming wave of well wishes and support the couple has received since the news broke on Friday. He appeared composed but touched by the public's reaction, noting that the kindness has been greatly appreciated during what is clearly a difficult transition for their family. The couple, who share two daughters, Phoebe and Amber, emphasized in their initial statement that they had agonized over the decision to separate. Despite the end of their romantic relationship, they remain committed to co-parenting and maintaining a supportive environment for their children. It is a poignant end to one of the most enduring partnerships in British television.
What makes this split particularly unique is the reported lack of animosity between the two. Sources close to the couple claim that after releasing their joint statement, Vernon and Tess actually shared a glass of champagne together in their home to toast their futures. They are currently still living in the same property and are determined to keep the process classy and respectful. There was no single explosive event that led to the breakup. Rather, it was described as a gradual growing apart over time. They first met in 2001 and were engaged by Christmas the following year, building a life together that spanned over two decades. By choosing to remain friends and prioritize their family's well-being, they are setting a remarkably mature example of how to navigate a high-profile divorce while keeping their shared history and mutual respect at the forefront.
Moving to a celebration.
Rihanna made quite the entrance in New York City this past Sunday, celebrating her first Mother's Day as a mom of three. The superstar was spotted on a romantic date night with partner A$AP Rocky at the upscale Italian restaurant Cucina Alba. Rihanna, who is 38, turned heads in a daring ensemble featuring plunging black lace lingerie worn under a sharp black suit. The couple appeared relaxed and stylish, with A$AP Rocky opting for a beige suede trench coat and both wearing oversized shades. This outing marks a special milestone for the singer, who welcomed her third child, a daughter named Rocky Irish, just 7 months ago. The couple also shares two older sons, RZA and Riot Rose. It was a rare moment of glamour for the pair, who have been busy managing their growing family and various business empires over the last year.
Beyond the fashion, Rihanna also revealed some very sentimental new ink to mark her journey as a mother. She recently got a new tattoo on the back of her knee that features abstract scribbles designed by her children. Celebrity tattoo artist Keith Bang Bang McCurdy shared the process on social media, showing the original paper with the kids' drawings and even some Paw Patrol stickers that served as inspiration. Rihanna has been vocal about how much she cherishes motherhood, recently getting emotional in interviews about how quickly her sons are growing up. A$AP Rocky has also shared that their children are getting along better than he initially expected, which is a relief for any parent of three young kids. This Mother's Day celebration seemed to be the perfect blend of high-fashion date night and deeply personal family reflection for the music icon. Next, a health update. The music world is sending thoughts and prayers to legendary singer Bonnie Tyler, who is currently in a serious condition at a hospital in Portugal. The 74-year-old Total Eclipse of the Heart star reportedly suffered a cardiac arrest while doctors were attempting to bring her out of an induced coma. This medical emergency follows a series of complications that began with a burst appendix and subsequent life-saving surgery. Unfortunately, the situation worsened due to a severe infection caused by a perforated intestine. Tyler remains in the intensive care unit at Faro Hospital, where medical staff are working tirelessly to control the infection. Her long-term friend Liberto Melha has stated that despite the setbacks, doctors remain positive about her potential for a full recovery. It has been a harrowing ordeal for the singer, who first began feeling unwell during a concert in London about a month ago.
The timeline of her illness shows just how quickly things escalated. After feeling unwell in London, Tyler traveled to her holiday home in the Algarve, where she began experiencing severe abdominal pain. Her husband, Robert Sullivan, eventually took her to a private hospital after she had been bedridden for 2 days. From there, she was urgently transferred for emergency surgery. While a spokesperson initially indicated that the surgery went well and she was recuperating, the subsequent need for an induced coma and the cardiac arrest have heightened concerns among her global fan base. Tyler has had a prolific career spanning decades, and her resilience is well known, but this latest health crisis is undoubtedly her most significant challenge yet. Fans and colleagues alike are holding out hope that the medical team in Portugal can stabilize her condition and guide her toward a steady recovery.
Now, a red carpet appearance.
Jennifer Lopez commanded the spotlight at the Netflix Is a Joke Festival's live special, The Roast of Kevin Hart. The 56-year-old star arrived at the Kia Forum in a stunning, plunging red dress that featured a bold midi-length split. Styled by the duo Rob Zangardi and Marielle Hain, Lopez paired the look with a matching red Chanel bag and nude peep-toe heels. Her appearance was a highlight of the evening, which coincidentally fell on Mother's Day. Inside the venue, she was seen enjoying the festivities and laughing along with the comedy sets. This public appearance comes at a busy time for Lopez, who recently finalized her divorce from Ben Affleck. Reports indicate she has also significantly reduced the asking price of their former marital mansion in Beverly Hills, dropping it from $68 million to just under $50 million as she moves forward with her new chapter.
Beyond the glamour of the roast, Lopez is gearing up for the release of her new film, Office Romance, which premieres on Netflix on June 5. She not only stars in the romantic comedy, but also serves as an executive producer. In the film, she plays a CEO who falls for a lawyer portrayed by Brett Goldstein, despite her character's strict anti-fraternization policy. Interestingly, if her character gets married in this film, it will mark the 10th time Lopez has played a bride on screen. Her professional momentum remains incredibly strong, with multiple projects in the works and a continued presence at major industry events. Whether she is navigating personal transitions or promoting new creative ventures, Lopez continues to prove why she is one of the most resilient and captivating figures in Hollywood, always managing to balance high-stakes business with show-stopping style.
Next, an emotional interview.
Martin Short recently sat down for a deeply moving interview on CBS Sunday Mornings, marking his first public comments since the tragic death of his daughter, Catherine. The actor described the past 4 months as staggering due to a relentless series of personal losses. Catherine passed away in February at the age of 42 in what was reported as an apparent suicide. This tragedy followed the deaths of several of Short's closest friends in a very short window of time. He lost Diane Keaton and his sister-in-law on the same day last October, followed by the deaths of Rob and Michelle Reiner in December, and Catherine O'Hara in January. Short explained that he felt compelled to speak now because of the upcoming release of a new documentary about his life titled Marty, Life is Short, which features intimate home videos and reflections on his journey.
During the interview, Short spoke candidly about how he copes with such immense grief, stating that sometimes you simply have to breathe in and breathe out. He drew a poignant parallel between mental health and physical diseases like cancer, which claimed his wife Nancy in 2010. Short shared that his daughter Catherine had struggled for a long time with extreme mental health challenges, including borderline personality disorder. He noted that she fought as hard as she could until she simply couldn't anymore. In a heartbreaking moment, he recalled his wife's final words to him being, "Mart, let me go," and suggested that his daughter was essentially saying the same thing at the end of her struggle. By sharing these vulnerable insights, Short is shedding light on the heavy toll of mental illness and the profound resilience required to navigate such a concentrated period of mourning.
Finally, more on Martin.
The details surrounding the death of Martin Short's daughter, Catherine, have brought a wave of sympathy from across the industry. Catherine, who was a dedicated social worker and largely stayed out of the public eye, died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound in late February. This loss is a devastating blow to the Short family, who have already endured the passing of Martin's wife, Nancy Dolman, 14 years ago. Martin's recent comments comparing mental health struggles to terminal illnesses have resonated deeply with many who have faced similar family tragedies. He emphasized that Catherine did her absolute best to manage her condition, but ultimately, the burden became too much. It is a stark reminder of the hidden battles many individuals face, even those within families that seem to have so much love and support. The family is now focused on honoring her memory.
Tributes for Catherine have highlighted her selfless nature and her commitment to helping others. Randy Levine, the founder of the dog charity Karma Rescue, where Catherine served on the board, spoke about her devastating loss. Levine noted that Catherine put her entire soul into helping people who were experiencing the same mental health struggles she was battling. It is clear that she left a significant impact through her professional and volunteer work, using her own challenges to fuel her empathy for others. As Martin Short prepares for the release of his documentary, these reflections on Catherine's life and the family's collective grief provide a somber but important context. The entertainment community continues to rally around the legendary actor, recognizing the incredible strength it takes to speak so openly about such a nightmare experience while continuing to share his life and work with the world.
That wraps up our briefing for today. Be sure to follow us for your daily update on the stories that matter most. We will see you back here tomorrow for more.